Welcome to Happier Life Today. On today's podcast, we are talking about four reasons why you should start a business right now. Before we get into the heart and soul of our podcast topic today, I want to invite you to check me out online at the website www.happierlifetoday.com, and there you'll find all the links to our social media. We want to connect with the Happier Life community so that we can be that pop of positivity in your day. So check us out and continue, of course, to subscribe and share out the podcast. Every other Friday, we will be here again with your pop of positivity. Let's get into the heart and soul of the matter today. Four reasons you should start a business. Number one, monetary means. It is another stream of income, or you could establish a source of income. And it depends. Of course. I recommend service-based businesses to start because I feel they're easier to start. I know they're easier to start. When you're talking about brick and mortar, and not that that's, you know, if that's your desire to have a barbershop, to have a boutique, the different types of brick and mortar, so to speak, type of businesses that you can establish, that's a little bit more of an involved process. It's not a process that I am well versed in, but I know from my community of super friends in the entrepreneurial world, it's a little bit more involved than a service-based business. And so, you know, a lot of times the goal of a business, of course, is to create another stream of money into your life. And service-based businesses, I think, are the perfect tool to do that. So it's just a matter of you finding what you like to do. There's, you know, I work as a coach. I work as a professional speaker and also a corporate trainer. And, you know, it's really about taking your nucleus of knowledge that you have and really parlaying that into a service-based business. And it doesn't take a whole lot. And you have that other stream. And for me, you know, working a full-time position and having my part-time passion project, it's really comforting to me to have an outlet that I established, that I designed especially around my greatest gifts, talents, and abilities. So number one reason you should start a business, financial stream of income. You know, it's a stream of income for you. And what I learned, and we can talk about this on another episode, there's a difference between establishing a business and being in business. Being in business means that you have customers, you have clients, there's money coming in to some degree for your business. So we can talk about that deeper. But when you do it upright, it's a stream of income. Number two, the world needs another vessel, meaning a person to show up, serve, support, and empower people. Okay. It really doesn't matter what you feel inclined to do. And there's a lot of people that have a desire to start a business, but they have not haven't taken those steps to establish and build a business. But it doesn't matter whatever it is that you feel inclined to do, what your desire is as an entrepreneur, someone needs it, and they need it from you. They need it from you. You know, getting back into service-based, I was reading stats from ICS, which is the International Federation of Coaches, International Coaches Federation. I always get that backwards. But what they were saying is, of March of 2023, the year we're recording this particular podcast, that there are 23,000 certified coaches in the U.S., where I reside. I know this is a global podcast, so I just want to acknowledge that. 23,000 certified coaches in the U.S., 71,000 certified coaches worldwide. And notice that they say certified. I'm sure there are thousands upon thousands of more coaches that are not certified, haven't gone through a certification process. But I bring that up because it leads to reason number three. There's only one you on the planet. And, you know, number two, we need another vessel. We need another opportunity for people to serve, support. I really feel that we are put on the planet to create, to serve, to give. And I think people do find their satisfaction. I think it really does give a sense of service, of satisfaction and fulfillment as an entrepreneur. Some people, get that 100% from their corporate work. But I also, you know, want to bring this up. I know it's a kind of a tender topic, as I like to say, but we saw what happened during the pandemic, where everyone had to run online. And that's why, again, I really reinforce service-based type businesses, freelance type of businesses. Because of that, so many people lost their businesses, struggled because people could not physically go into their establishments. And again, not to discourage that, but just to really be positioned and prepared because, you know, things happen in this world, as we saw with the pandemic in 2020. So we just want to be properly prepared for those types of things. So first, let me go back here. Number one, financial stream. That's the first reason you should start your business, a business. Number two, we need other vessels to serve, support, and empower people. Again, whatever it is that you want to do, someone in the world needs it. And then kind of piggybacking on that, number three, not only do we need another vessel, but no one can do what you're going to do the way you're going to do it. Doesn't matter how many coaches, like I said, are in the world, how many, you know, certified coaches, uncertified coaches, you know, where in the country where you live, worldwide, it doesn't matter, because no one can be a better you than you. No one can beat you being you. And I sidebar note that it's important that you understand that truth. I see so many people copying, comparing, focusing their energy on competing, coveting what other people have, what other, you know, people are doing. And, you know, every person on the planet is unique, distinct, and wonderful. And that is a truth that you really have to hold close, because it's very easy, especially in this world of online and social media, to compare and to copy and to, you know, feel in this competitive mode. But you have your own lane. And it's funny because that's always been my MO, but I was in a 5-day challenge this past week with an online coach, and she's just absolutely fantastic. Her name is Courtney L. Sanders. So if you're in the coaching, consulting world, I would definitely recommend checking her out. But she just reinforced it, because she said the same thing. You carve out your own lane. You know, you really carve out your own lane. And so people need you to show up and share your shine. And number four, last but not least, and these are all tied together, there is room for you. There's room for you. Somebody is waiting for the solution that you offer. And they're waiting specifically for you. The way that you look, the way that you speak, the way that you view things, the way that you design things, whatever the case may be, somebody's waiting. There's a lot of somebodies. This was another stat that I thought was amazing. Here in the U.S. where I live, the latest stat for how many people live in the U.S. 336,464,997 people. So you think that with that many people just here in the U.S. that I couldn't find somebody that needs the services that I have. Some organizations. And that's just people. And we talk about, you know, as a speaker, trainer, and coach, how many schools, how many professional organizations, how many corporations, how many small businesses, etc., etc., etc. So it's, you know, the opportunity is really there. And then remember, globally, you know, as of last November of 2022, there are 8 billion people on the planet. So your business, depending on what it is, whether it's local, it's regional, or it has the opportunity, the power to go global, the opportunity is there. The people are there. So I want you to let that marinate on your mind. If you've been kind of teetering and been on the fence about starting a business, I believe the fact that you came across this podcast, this topic, that is your sign, kind soul, that this is your time to start that business. Again, I want to invite you to connect with me online. Go to the website, www.happierlifetoday.com. I will see you online. Until next time, I wish you a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always. Tune in next time to Happier Life Today.